Okay, today's daf is daf lamed. This is an incredibly difficult daf, okay? So I went through it several times, and we'll try to stick with it line by line, and hopefully you'll help me get through this, but it's really hard. You have to really be holding cup each step. So let's see how we do. So the Mishnah begins on top here. Shlosha achin shnayim mehem nusun shtei achayot. So you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters, ve'echad nasoi nachris. And there's a third brother, called Levi. Levi is married to Nachash. We're going to have this this structure for the next several Mishnah. So that's Reuven and Shimon married to sisters, and Levi is married to somebody else. Meis echad mi bale achayos. So one of the brothers married to the sisters dies. So let's say Reuven dies. The konas nasoi Nachris es ishto. And now Levi, who married the Nachris, he goes and marries Ashes Reuven, who's the sister of Ashes Shimon. So now Levi is married to a Nachris and Ashes Reuven. Umeis. Now Levi dies, so now his two wives, one's the Ashes Shimon, Shimon's alive now, one's Ashes Shimon, and one is the Nachris, the Tsaras of the Achos Ishto. So now Harishona, you have to be careful. Harishona means one thing in this Mishnah, the next Mishnah means something different. So here Harishona says Rashi, Harishona is the Nefila, first one to fall, which means the Ashes Reuven, who fell now, was married to Levi, but now Levi died. It's that Rishona, the Ashes Reuven, is Yote. Because when she falls to Shimon, Yotze Mishim Achos Isha, because she is the sister of Shimon's wife. So Achos Isha, she goes free. And Shnia, the second wife of Levi, right, it's Levi's original wife, that's the Nachris, she also goes free without anything because she's the Mishim Tsarasa. She's the Tsara of the Achos Ishto Shel Shimon. That's the case. Fine. So that's, again, clear if we follow along that structure. However, Asaba Mimer, let's say he does Mimer, meaning let's say Levi does Mimer to Ashes Reuven. So when Reuven dies, so then Levi doesn't do Yibam, he doesn't marry Ashes Reuven, he just does Mimer alone, and then Mace, but then Levi dies before completing that Yibam. So what happens is, so now what the Ashes Reuven and the Nachris of Levi fall to Shimon. So the din is, Nachris is Choletzis of Lomis Havemes, because even though the previous case, the Nachris of Levi goes free without anything, because that was really a Tzara of the Achos Ishto Shel Shimon. In this case, Levi never married Ashes Reuven. It was only Mimer. So Levi's original wife, Nachris, is still somewhat available to Shimon. So that's why Chalitza is necessary. That's the first Mishnah. So now the Gemara points out, Taima David be Mimer. The only reason why Chalitza is necessary and not Yibum is because they did Mimer. But let's say nothing was done. Let's say Levi didn't do anything to Ashes Reuven. Reuven died, and he didn't do anything. If he did Mimer, like we just said, okay, fine. So they're partially married. We don't allow them to do Yibum Echad Yibum, because now that's considered the Achos Ashes Shimon. But if nothing was done, Levi didn't do anything to Ashes Reuven, so then the din would be, Hotlo Avid Ba Mimer, says the Gemara, Nachris Yivume Nami Miyabna. That means Levi's wife, the Nachris, Shimon, could do Yibum to Levi's wife. Because Ashes Reuven had no connection to Levi. Why was no connection to Levi? Because they didn't do Mimer. Ah, isn't there Zika? Must be that we hold there's no Zika. Because Amar Rav Nachman, Zos Ameres, Ein Zika Ve'afil B'chad Acha. Even though Reuven dies, we don't draw a line from Ashes Reuven to Levi. If Levi either does Yibum to Ashes Reuven, or Levi does Mimer to Ashes Reuven, there's some connection. But without that, Ein Zika. So that's very important. You have to remember this. Because the end of the daf, we're going to come back to this after you're going to go through several cases in between. Remember what this says. This Mishnah holds Ein Zika. There is no Zika. I mean, when Ashes Reuven dies, there is no line attached, no line drawn to Levi unless he does something. Outside of that, Ein Zika. That's Rav Nachman Shita, Ein Zika. Remember this because we're going to come back to this. I don't want to have to revisit this again. Just try to hold on to that piece. Rav Nachman holds Ein Zika based on this Mishnah. Okay. Next Mishnah, similar structure. Shalosha Achen, three brothers. Shnai mehen nisu in shtei achayos. So again, you have Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters. V'echad nasoi nachris. And Levi is married to a nachris. Meis ha nasoi nachris. We'll call him Levi. Levi dies now. V'kanos echad mi bali achayos es ishto. So now Reuven, let's say, Reuven, one of the brothers marrying the sisters, marries Levi's wife, who's a nachris. Umeis. And now Reuven dies. So now what happens is, Reuven's original wife, who's one of the sisters, and now Levi's wife, who was married to Reuven, both of them fall to Shimon. Now, the halacha is Harishona, which Rashi says means here, Harishona is his first wife, meaning Reuven's first wife, his original wife, who's the sister of Shimon's wife, she goes for Yotzeis, Mishim Achos Ish, because since
Eishes Ruvain is the sister of Eishes Shimon, so Shimon can't do Yibum to her, so she goes scot-free, Eishes Ruvain. That's the Rishon of Ruvain. And then the Shnia, the second wife of Ruvain, who was originally Levi's wife, who was really a Nakris, she also goes free because Mishum Tsarasa, she is the Tsara of the Achos Ishto Shel Shimon. So similar case to the previous Mishnah, except we're just switching who is the Tsara, who's the Eishes, the Achos. Well, I'll get to that in just a second, but it's almost exactly the same as the first Mishnah. And Asa B'Maimer, if, however, all Ruvain did to Levi's wife was a mimer. He didn't marry her, but did mimer to her. So then we say, umes, and then Ruvain dies. The Nachris, the Eishes Levi, who Ruvain only did mimer to, would require chalitza, chaletzes from Shimon, v'lo misavemes. So pretty much a similar structure. The difference here is that Ruvain's wife, the Iker wife, was Achos Ishto, and the second wife was a Tzara. But the previous case was Levi. Levi's original wife was actually a Nachris. His original wife was only a Tzara of Achos Isha. The question is, who is the Iker wife? Who is the second wife? We're just switching around Achos Isha and Tzaros Achos Isha. Who is the Iker wife, the first wife, and who is considered the second wife? Fine. So now the Gemara is going to say, Hasulamali. Why teach this Mishnah? It seems to be almost exact as the previous Mishnah, the same underlying point. Meaning, if one of the two sisters that fall to whoever's left alive, if one of them is the Achos Isha, the sister of his own wife, so she's Usher, and the male of the Tzara is Usher. Who cares whether the Iker wife was the Achos Isha, or the Iker wife was a Nachris, and Achos Isha was only the second wife? Doesn't make a difference. In the end day, two wives fall to the same person. So that's the question of the Gemara. Hosu Lamali. Hainu Hach, that's the same Mishnah before him. Gemara explains, Hashem, they just strengthened the Kavachomer, and read Rashi, will help this a little further. Hashem, Ahasim, over there, the Achos Isha, again, if you remember the case of Levi, Levi had a Nachris in the first Mishnah, and the second wife was Achos Isha, was the Eishes Ruvain. So over there in that first Mishnah, where Achos Isha was the Tzara, was his second wife, was Levi's second wife, the Nachris, secondary to his original wife, who was a Nachris, Amris, we still said, the Nachris is still Asura, to Ruvain, who's left alive now, or Shimon, I forget who we're talking about now, Hacha, here in the second Mishnah, the Nachris Havitzara, where the Nachris, where Ruvain was married to first the sister of Shimon's wife, and then the second one was a Nachris, where here, where the Nachris is only the Tzara, La Achos Isha, but the Achos Isha is his original wife, Lo Koshik, and certainly the same exact din should apply. So Gemara says, you're right. Tana Hach, Tana Bereisha. Really what happened was, they taught the second Mishnah first. That was originally, they just had this Mishnah alone. The Chazi Latera, V'hach, the other case, they thought was Chazi Le'atera V'sharia. They initially thought that their first Mishnah here, which is the Mishnah where Levi was married to a Nachris, and his second wife was the Achos Isha. They thought that maybe that case would be permitted. I mean, if Levi dies, then maybe Taka Shimon should be able to marry the Nachris of Levi, because since Levi's Iker wife was the Nachris, even though he also married the Achos Ishto of Shimon, but maybe since the Iker wife was Nachris, maybe Shimon can Taka marry and do Yibam to Nachris. That was the Havamina. And the Gemara said, V'hadar Chazi Le'isur, but then they retract and says, it doesn't make a difference. Whether Achos Isha is the first wife, or the Achos Isha is the second wife, they're both Usher. Both wives will be Usher. It doesn't make a difference. They retracted. V'aydi de Chavivalei. So since this was very Chaviv, because they thought something and then they changed their mind, they wanted to Akhtime U'mishnei lo zazmim koma. So they put it first. That first mission was the greater Chiddush, and the second mission they left, because once something was part of the Masorah of Mishnayos, we never remove it. So you're right, these two Mishnayos were not really necessary. All we could have done was teach the first Mishnah, but we taught the second Mishnah as well. Okay, we haven't even gotten to the hard part yet again. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Shlosha Achim, three brothers. Shnai mehem nusuin shtei achayos. So Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. V'echad nasi nachos, and Levi is married to nachos. Meis echad mi bali achayos. So one of the brothers married to the two sisters, we'll call him Reuven, dies. V'kanas nasi nachos as isha. Now the one who's married to a nachos, namely Levi, Levi marries his wife. So Levi marries Eishes Reuven. Umeisa ishto shel sheni. Now who's the sheni? Sheni is Shimon. Shimon's wife died. Now Shimon was one of the sisters. Sister's wife was one of the sisters. So Shimon's wife now dies. Okay? So what happened? Reuven is dead. Shimon's now single. And Levi is married to the Nachris and also to Eishes Reuven. But now remember, Eishes Reuven was also Shimon's old wife's sister. So keep that in mind. V'acharkach meis nasi nachris. Now Levi dies. So now Shimon's the last man standing. But Levi's wife was a Nachris, and also Eishes Reuven falls to Shimon. We have to remember, Eishes Reuven is really Shimon's old wife's sister. So that's what happens. So Shimon's presented with these two wives. Harezu Asura Alav Olamis. She is Asur forever. Why? Hov Nesar Lav Sha'achas, because since there was a moment in time whereby Shimon couldn't have married Reuven's wife because Shimon was married to his own wife. And when Reuven died, he couldn't marry Ashes Reuven because that was his wife's sister. So even though now, when Ashes Reuven falls to Shimon a second time and Shimon's not married to her anymore, that original wife, once she was Aser, one point in time, that sister, that Ashes Reuven remains Aser to him forever. That's the klal. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Kol Yevama, Sheina Ni Kareba, B'Shas Nefila, Yevama Yevala, Harehi Keishes Ach, Sheish Labanim Vasurim. Any time where Shas Nefila, which is the Shas Misa, where a brother dies, and we're not allowed, that other brothers cannot marry that woman, even though maybe a later point in history there could be a foreseeable heter, we don't acknowledge it as a heter. Shas Nefila is the most defining point. So if it was Aser B'Shas Nefila, they remain Aser forever. And that's the reason this pasuk Yevama Yevo Aleh, that Shas Nefila is going to dictate whether it's Mutter Asen. Since Ashes Reuven, initially, when Reuven died, was Asr to Shimon, even though later Shimon's wife dies, that Ashes Reuven remains Asr to him forever. So Gemara asks, "My Kamash Lam, what's the Chiddush here?" Tanina, we already learned this in another Mishnah. Harezu Asura Lav Olamis Hol Vanessa Lav Shachas. We already learned this klal. Then the Mishnah tells us, what's Rav Yehuda Marav telling us? That what the Mishnah doesn't tell us. The Mishnah says, once there's a Shas Isser, that's Asr forever. So what's Rav Yehuda telling us? So says the Gemara, Mahu the same. What would you have thought? So read a few lines of the Gemara, then we have to read back in Rashi to fit this in. Mahu the same. What would you have thought? Hani Mile, this is only true. Heichi the Heicha de Lo Chazi at Leib in a Nefila Vishon. So I'll say this idea outside first. Shas Nefila, the moment of Misa until that Ashes Reuven decides what to do, that whole Shas Nefila remained Usher. So that's when we say Ashes Shimon can never marry her. But let's say there's a moment in time, we'll say how to get a case in a second, where Ashes Reuven was Usher to Shimon for the first point of Nefila. But something changes before Yibam was performed to Ashes Reuven, whereby she actually becomes permitted to Ashes Shimon. Maybe there, Shimon, should be able to marry Ashes Reuven. Meaning, the only time we say Ashes Reuven is Aser forever to Shimon is if the whole Shas Nefila, until Yibam's performed, it's Aser to him the whole time. But let's say the point, Shas Nefila originally, Ashes Reuven is Aser to Shimon. And then something changes. Let's say Shimon's wife dies. So now he's no longer his wife's sister. So maybe there, we should allow Shimon to marry the Ashes Reuven because his wife died now. Maybe then it would be allowed. Kamash Balam, that no. We look at Shas Nefila, that's the defining point. Even though Shimon's wife may have died prior to Levi performing Yibum of Ashes Reuven, once it's Aser B'Shas Nefila, it's Aser forever. So let's read the Gemara again, and we'll look at Rashi. It says the Gemara, Hani, I'm out the same, what would I have thought? Hani Mili, when do we say Iser Olam, Heicha, the Ichsei Leib Nefila Rishonim? When Shimon isn't Roy to Ashes Reuven at all during the entire Shas Nefila, from the time of Nefila until Shas Yibum. About Heicha, the Ichsei Leib Nefila Rishonim, if there's a moment in time that Shimon maybe is Roy to marry Ashes Reuven, maybe a matishu, maybe after that Ashes Reuven marries Levi, and then Levi dies, maybe Shimon actually can marry the Ashes Reuven, even though it was his wife's sister. Kamashman, that's not the case. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes higher up in the Rashis. Look at Rashi. Benefila Rishona. Benefila Rishona, says Rashi, calls the man Nefila Rishona, the entire man of Nefila, Haisa Isha Kayama. Shimon's wife was alive. She Yachosa, who's the sister of Ashes Reuven. So that's when we say that even though Ashes Reuven married Ashes Levi, Shimon could never marry Ashes Reuven ever. But Aval, in this Havamina, says Rashi, Heicha, this Chazei Benefila Rishona, there's a moment in time where during that Shas Nefila, Shimon may have been Roy Ashes Reuven could go in Shemesa Ishta, that if Shimon's wife were to die during Shas Nefila, before Levi does Yibam to Ashes Reuven, Achar Mises Achim, after his brother died, Velo Kansa Nasi Nakas, the Levi hadn't yet done Yibam to Ashes Reuven, and Shimon's wife died, that's perhaps a heter to now marry Ashes Reuven, maybe we'd say he'd be allowed to marry Ashes Reuven after she first marries Levi and then Levi dies. Kamashwa, that no. If Shas Nefila, there's also for Shimon to marry Ashes Reuven, she remains also forever, even though conditions might change later. So then the Gemara says, Hot Nami Tanina. This is also taught in the Mishnah. Shnei Achin Nesuin Shnei Achayos. Two brothers are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon. Meis Echamem, one of them dies. Vacharkach Meisa Ishtel Shel Sheni. So let's say Reuven dies. Now, Shimon can't marry Ashes Reuven, but let's say Shimon's wife dies. So now, maybe he can marry Ashes Reuven. Can't be, because Harezu Asura Olav Olamis Hovanesar Olav Sha'achas. Because the moment when Reuven died, Shimon still was married to his wife. And Reuben's wife was his wife's sister. So he can't marry her initially. Even though Shimon's wife may have died afterwards, he can't now bring back Eshet Reuben to be matir to him. Once she was usher that Shas Nefila, she's usher forever. So what's being added by this Gemara that we don't know from elsewhere? So Gemara says, no. Mal the same, and that was a case where there's only one brother. Where there's one brother, that's when you say, oh, if it's Shimon or Reuben, so that's, again, Reuben dies. Eshet Reuben can't marry Shimon because Shimon's married to her wife, her sister. So she's completely off the radar. But let's say there are three brothers. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, and Shimon can't marry Asher's Reuven because that's his wife's sister. But still, Asher's Reuven can marry Levi, so she's still in the Parsha. So since she's still in the Parsha of Yibam, even though it's not to Shimon, if Shimon's wife were to die, maybe he can actually end up marrying Asher's Reuven. So that's Chiddush, even in that case, even though she's still in the Parsha because there's a Levi here, still, at the end of the day, he cannot marry Asher's Reuven because Shas Nefila is what's defining. Again, the Gemara says, Ma'od, the same way, what would you have thought, Hasem? Who did mehai beisa legami? Because when it's just Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, Asher Reuven is completely out of the picture. She's completely pushed out of that house. And therefore, even if Shimon's wife dies, he can't try to marry her. It's too late. Aval here, hacha, this case with the three brothers, and there's a Levi in the picture, the lo idchele mehai beisa legami. She's not pushed off. Asher Reuven is still in the parish of the family because Levi could do yibum to her. Ema migo de chazi lahai. The fact that he's permitted, she is permitted to him, namely the nasli nachris, maybe chazi nami lahai, maybe she can be permitted to Shimon if Shimon's wife dies. Kamashman that no. Once Shimon and Esh Reuven have no shaychus, b'shas nefila, there's an Isser, and Isser remains forever. We're good? You have a question? Wow. That means you're holding.
The Mishnah says that he's not allowed, that Shimon is not allowed to do Yibum with the wife of Levi, who was originally the wife of
Reuven. Right.
It never comments on whether he can do Yibum with the Nachris.
Whether who could do Yibum with Shimon. It wouldn't be able to because that's Taras Achos Ishto. So Taras Erva. It wouldn't be allowed to.
Because she's still defined as Achos Ishto.
Yeah. Okay, so now this next Mishnah. Now keep in mind what I told you above, that Rav Nachman above assumed that Ein Zika. Here we're going to try to conclude the opposite. So the Mishnah says, this daf really should be split up in 2 days, to be honest. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Achen, three brothers. Shnai mehem nusuin shtei achayos. Three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. So Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. V'yechad nasi nachos, and one of them is married to a nachos, that's Levi. Girish echad mibalei achayos es ishto. So one of them divorces his wife. So let's say Reuven is the magarish. He divorces his wife, who is one of the sisters. Umeis nasoi nachos. Now, the Levi dies. The Levi's wife is free. She's a nachos. V'kunsa ha-magarish. The magarish, the Reuven. Reuven now, who divorced his wife, so he goes ahead and marries Levi's wife, which is fine. That's not what's completely allowed. Umeis, now Reuven dies. So what happens? Now Shimon shows Ashes Levi, who's now married to Reuven, and now Reuven died, so seemingly Levi should be able to marry Ashes Levi, who's now Ashes Reuven. Even though Reuven used to be married to Shimon's wife's sister, but now he's not. He already divorced her. Had Reuven been married to the wife, then Levi and the Nachos would go to Reuven, then certainly Shimon cannot perform Yibam to either one, because one's Achaz Yishta, one's Tzara. But now that Reuven already divorced her beforehand, and then Levi died, he married Levi's Nachos, and then Reuven dies, Shimon can marry the Nachos. There's no Shaychus to Reuven's ex-wife. They never married at the same time. So the Gemara says, V'kulan Hamagar Shumes, Zuhi Shamu, this is what we said, V'kulan Shemesu, all those who die, Onis Garshu, Tzarosein Mutaros. That even though we had Erva is Aser, and then Tzar's Erva is also Aser, if the husband divorces the Erva, or the Erva dies, that Tzar becomes permitted. So since Ashish Reuven, initial Ashish Reuven, who is the sister of Ashish Shimon, is out of the picture because she's been divorced, so that means the Nachris is allowed completely. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Taima, the Girish V'achakach Meis, only because first Reuven divorced his wife, and then afterwards he died. So that's we say this. Afterwards, right, Levi died. So now that would be because had Levi died first, let's say Reuven is still married to Asher's Reuven, and Levi died. So now the Nachos would be Zakuk to Reuven, even though they didn't do a marriage. He's Zakuk to Reuven, and Reuven's still married to the sister. That means the sister and the wife of Levi have a certain shaykhus to each other. So just like Asher's Reuven is also to Shimon because it's sister of Shimon's wife. So to the Nachris, through Zika, would be us as well to Shimon. Because Taras Erva through Zika. That's what we're going to come out with. So Taima, only because the Girish, only because first Reuven divorced his wife, and then Achakach meets Levi, then Levi died, the Nachris is completely a pure relationship to Reuven. No connection to Reuven's ex-wife. About Mace, if, however, Levi first died, which created a Zika of the Nachris to Reuven, while Reuven is still married to a sister, Vacharkach Girish, and then Reuven divorces his wife, who's the sister, Asura, the Nachris becomes Asur, remains Asur, to Shimon, because she had Shaychus through Zika to the Eish Reuven, who's a sister. That's the Chiddush. Now this all is under the premise that there is Zika. So that only works if the Zika, Amar Rashi, Zosemeres, this teaches us that Yesh Zika must be Zika, Afilu betray, even though there's two people in the case, there's a Reuven and Shimon, we draw Zika from Nachris to both Reuven and Shimon, and that's going to have affiliation of the Nachris to the Eish Reuven, and the Nachris to the Eish Shimon as well, asking both of them, Midin Saris Erva, to one another. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ula Rav Ashi, Kasha Rav Nachman. Didn't we have a different diak from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed that we assume that there is ein Zika, there's no Zika, because only because Mimer was done from Levi to Eish Reuven that Asered. But if no Mimer was done, then the Yibam would be entirely permitted. So Gemara says, Amr L'char, Rav Ashi, says no. Hu adin afagav lo avid be Mimer. Even had Mimer not been done between, I remember, who's doing Mimer again? Between Levi and Ashes Ruvain, had there not been again Mimer, it's still only Chalitza would be allowed, not Yibam. It's not because of Mimer. Mimer doesn't create the Zika. Zika exists. Zika does exist, even though not Mimer. But and therefore, Nachwis Michlet Chalitza, Yivumi Lama Miyamid, because there is Zika. That's where Ravashi holds, there's Zika, even in the above case. So how come the Mishnah then specifies Mimer? What's Mimer teaching us? Mar says the reason why Haid the Katani Mimer above, not because Mimer creates Zika. Zika exists even without Mimer. But the reason why Mimer was used, La Fuke Beishamai, that were Mimer Kone Kinigamer. This is to say that even though there was Mimer, don't think that there's a real kin in here and there's a real marriage. Not true. There's no real marriage. Kamashman Delo Kibeishamai. We don't hold a Beisham. Okay, fine. We made it through so far. Now, we're going to turn to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that there is Ein Zika. If there is Ein Zika, we have to understand how come this mission, the bottom of Daf Lamed, implies that there is Zika. So Gemara says, Ulev Nachman Kasha de Rav Ashi. So, V'chi Tema, if you're going to tell me, who I then, because Gemara made the Dik, that only because first Reuven was Megarish, his wife, and then Levi died, and he married Nachris, the Ashish Levi. That's why if Reuven dies, Shimon can marry Ashish Reuven, who was once Ashish Levi. But let's say Levi dies first, and there's a Zika to Reuven, and even though Reuven divorces his wife, that's not going to allow her to be permitted to Shimon, because the Zika asked already Ashish Reuven at the same time. No, because no, not true, there's no Zika. And the Gemara says, Hu adin, the truth is, v'chitem hu adin, even afilu meis, even if Levi were to die first. And acharkach girish, sarasa girish, and then Reuven divorces his original wife, Tarasa Mutaris actually would be mutter. Don't make that diak. Again, Levi dies. And you would think that you should draw Zika to Reuven from Nachris. No, we don't draw a line. So right now, Reuven's married to his wife, and Levi's wife is available. Levi died. And then after Levi dies, Reuven divorces his wife, and then he marries Ashish Levi. We don't view Ashish Levi as being a tzara of the original sister. He already divorced her before Yibam. There is no Zika. So how come the question, why did the Mishnah specify that case? The other way around. So the question becomes, Elazu, he lamute mai. So what's it coming to the Ksuk? Because our Mishnah said, Zuhi, this is the example of Mesu Oshin Isgarshu Tarotei Mutaris, implying that there's another case where in a case of Gerishin, where it would be still Usr. So above, we had the Dik, oh, the when is this Usr? It's only Mutter when there's Gerish and then Levi died. But if Levi died first and then there's Gerishin, that's where we say it doesn't work, it's Usr. But if you're assuming now Rav Ashi, there's no Zika, that even if Levi died first and then Shimon divorced his wife, it's still Mutter, where's their case when there's Gerishin where the wives will be Usr? So what's that case? Elazuhi mute mai, it must be mute konas vacharkach girish. That's a different story now. If it's up until now, we spoke about there was a death and a divorce, or a divorce and a death. Now we're talking about a marriage. What happened here? The case is konas vacharkach girish. Look at Rashi. Rashi would just help us, I think, hold cup a little bit. Rashi writes the last four lines down from the top here. The last word is konas. So if they got married, says the Gemara, ha-nachris, if they married the nachris, so then, meaning Reuven married Levi's wife, which is entirely permitted. V'acharkach girish is isha. Then he divorces his original wife, who was a sister of Shimon's wife, umeis, and then Reuven dies, even though when Reuven died, he already divorced the sister. D'asura nachris, the nachris remained usher to Shimon. Why? Mishim tzaras achos isha, because she is a tzara of Shimon's wife's sister, of the sister, because even though now they're divorced, but they were once married, both married together through Reuven, not because of Zika, because there's real marriage, she remains Asur. V'yafagav the Hashi, even though right now, when Reuven died, B'shas Nefila, Lav Tzarsenu, but since they were once both married together through Reuven, she remains Asur. That's where you say a divorce will not allow her to be permitted. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense, okay, if you hold Yisavrla, Rabbi Yirmiya, that you hold like Rabbi Yirmiya, Damar Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. So if you hold that the author of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, is not the author of this Mishnah, things will make sense now. Mahaitana Savra Nisun Harishon Mapilin, Zuhi Lamute, Kanes Levosov Gerish. In other words, our Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, sounds like the case of Kanes Levosov Gerish actually would be permitted. Our Mishnah says, Kulon Shinis Garshu will be allowed. Whether or not there is a Misa and Gerish, Gerish in the Misa, whether it's a Kanas and Gerish, if there's a divorce and the Shas Nefila actually would be permitted. The only way you could allow this case that Kanas, that Reuven marries Levi, and then he divorces the sister, and then he dies, it's Usur to Shimon, only if you don't hold of our first Mishnah. Our first Mishnah says that case actually would be allowed. Kanas and Gerish is allowed to the first Mishnah. So the only way you could suggest that Kanas Bacharka Girish is usur against the first Mishnah is if you hold like Rabbi Yirmiya that the Mishnah, the Tan who authored the Mishnah Daf Beis and the author of Mishnah Daf Lamed are two different Tanaim, that would make sense. Such a suggestion would work. Again, this all makes sense. Hanicha, if you hold that Isavar like Rabbi Yirmiya, Damar Tavra is broken up. It's different opinions. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. V'hai Tana, our Mishnah goes against the Mishnah Daf Beis. Savar Misa Mapelas. V'hai Tana, Savar Nisun Rishon Mapilim. So Zuhi, Lemute, Karnas of Asav Girish. In other words, is it the Nisun that creates this? If they're married together, that's Asur, even though now, B'Shas Nefila, he had divorced already? Is it Shas Nisun? Or is it Shas Nefila? So our mission that Beis hold is Shas Nefila. So even though they're married and they got divorced, Shas Nefila, he's divorced, so the Tzar is allowed. But the mission that Lamed says, no, it goes to Shas Nisun. And since the Eishes Levi and the sister was married to Reuven at the same time, even though now, Shas Nefila, he divorced the sister, that is remains forever. So that makes sense in the two different tonight. Eli Isar, if you hold, Lekirava, Damer Liolam, Chatan, who really, the Mishnah Daf Beis with authored by the same Mishnah, same author as the Mishnah Daf Lamed. So Zu, Vein Tarach Lomer Zu, even though it was unnecessary to teach both cases, but they taught it anyways, but the same author. So then, Katani, Zu, Hi, Lamute, Mai, what's it coming to exclude? We covered every case here. Every case is allowed, regardless of when the gerushin took place, before the wedding, after the wedding, it's all allowed. If it's Shas Nefila that he divorced the sister already, so then the Eishes Reuven, who was Eishes Levi, is permitted. That's the Nachris, the Shimon. So what's Zuhi coming to exclude? And the Gemara says, Al Karchach, therefore, must be that Rebbe Yirmiya Svi Levi. We must hold like Rebbe Yirmiya. The only other way. There's no other way to explain this. We hold it like Rebbe Yirmiya. We hold Rav Nachman holds like Rebbe Yirmiya. So it must be that way that the two different authors author both the Mishnah on Daf Beis and the Mishnah on Daf Lamed. So now the Gemara says, okay, Ula Rava, now back to the Shita of Rava, who held that they're the same Tana. Ula Rava, Hanicha, it makes sense if he holds Isavarla K'Rav Ashi, Zuhuli Mute, Mace, below Girish. Rav Ashi, who is the one who held that there is Zika. So that would explain why once Levi dies, you draw a line from the Nachris to Reuven, and that would answer both them. So that would make sense. That would make sense that if the Gerushin would answer. But El Eva Ksaver Klek Rav Nachman. If, however, Rav holds like Rav Nachman that there is Ein Zika and it's the same exact author, there's no way to explain this Mishnah. There's no Zulamute to anything. In every case of Gerushin, Mishas Nefila, if there's Gerushin, the sister's out of the picture, the Nachman would be allowed to Shimon. There's no way to explain this if Rav holds like Rav Nachman that there is Ein Zika. And the Gemara says, Zuhu hi Lamute Mai, a Karchach must be. Must be that Rava, who holds that it's the same Tana, and that all case of Gerushin are Mutter, he must hold, like Rav Ashi, that there is Zika, and that's the case. If there's Zika, when Levi dies, it would ask the Tzara through the concept of Zika. Okay, fine. We're good. The rest is a bit easier now. Okay, we have time. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody deals with this, but it says that Rava must hold like Rav Ashi, and Rav Nachman must hold like Rav Mirmia. But can Rav Yirmiya hold like Rava? That's
too complicated. Too complicated to do, yeah. And the Gemara does not address that, granted, but yeah. Whether it makes sense, it could, I have no idea. my brain power is completely drained. Okay.
Did they switch also? Because the first inference from Rav Ashi was that they were trying to create a Zika bond by the initial Levi dying, that if Shimon was still married to his, I forgot who's who.
Reuben. The sister.
If Reuben was still married to his wife, so Reuben's the one that died. So if Reuben was still, didn't divorce his wife yet, didn't divorce his sister yet.
Zika.
And then there was a Zika bomb, and then he divorced his wife, and then he married her. That's what the Gemara's first point.
That would be Aser, because the Zika makes it Sar.
But the first Mishnah back of going to Rava, the first Mishnah, and this is the same. So it's
a Shas Nefila. Right? It's the same of Shas. Yeah, the two points, but the same in terms of Shas Nefila. But the Zika.
But if the Mamish.
Two different points. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. You could hold the Zika.
The
Mishnah
held that even if they were married at the same time, and then you divorce his sister.
No, not married at the same time. Only if there's the Zika. Now, if married at the same time, then that's a whole other story.
If Reuben married Levi's wife, and he had his sister, and then he divorced his sister, then Reuben dies,
then Shimon can do Yibum to
Shimon
the
can do Yibum. That was the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, right?
Yeah, correct.
Right, so the first question we asked was really a little bit more nuanced, because we were just trying to create a Zika bond between them to disqualify the Nachri, right? The Nachris. Mm-hmm. We're trying to disqualify just from a Zika bond, even if they were never tsaros to each other.
Right.
They were never co-wives. And now it sounds like we just moved into...
When Levi dies, the Nachris has, I was thinking about it, but when Levi dies, the Nachris has Zika to both Reuven and Shimon.
Okay.
So it must be a case, this case must be where Reuven ultimately did Yibum. He had to have done Yibum to the Nachris.
Yeah, but this is a different question. Yeah, let's do this out. Let's finish the daf and then we'll get to this afterwards. Okay, let's do this new mission. The mission is here a bit lighter. Mission says, have a cool and shayu behen kedushin or gerishin besafik. If all the situations whereby the erva, where there's a unclear whether the person, the brother, was married to the erva anymore or not, it was the Safek Kedushin initially, and we don't know if the Tzara is considered Tzara's erva or not, or if he was married to her but there was a divorce, the Safek whether it's a divorce or not, all those cases of a Safek where the status of the relationship between the brother and the erva is, so that the Gemara says, B'Safek Harei Elu Hatzaros Chalotos V'Lomisyamos. Now the brother dies, so the other brother performs only Chalitza, the Tzara's erva, because if it's really a Tzara's erva, certainly they don't require anything. And if he had divorced her already, and he's not married to the erva itself, certainly it's permitted, Yibum. But here's a case of a Safek. We don't know whether or not he ever married or is still married to the erva itself. So that means that Tzara's erva becomes a Safek, and a Chalitza would be necessary because of Safek. Ketad Safek Kedushin. What exactly is a case of Safek Kedushin? Zarek La Kedushin. He throws Kedushin to her. Not very romantic. But Safek Karvlo, Safek Karvlo, unclear whether it's closer to him, closer to her. Rashi points out the Gemara is based on different Tal Amos, but either way, without getting into those details, Safek who it's closer to, whether it was relieving his Rishus, and it was good, or it didn't leave his Rishus, and it's not a good Kedushin. And Safek Karvlo, Safek Gay Kedushin, that's a Safek Kedushin. Zehu Safek Kedushin. What is Safek Gayrishin? It's a different case here. Kasav Bechsav Yado, Vein Alav Edim. He writes a get, but doesn't have Edim. Yesh Lav Edim Vein Bo Zman. He has Edim, but there's no Zman. Only one aid. Zehu Safek Gerushin. Rashi points out it's true. This is really actually a good Gerushin. It's not really a Safek, but because of the dinim of Takanas Rabbanon, they made this a low level Gerushin. But we really acknowledge it as a real case of Gerushin. We'll see Rashi in just a second. We have time. It's pretty late as it is. But Rashi Gemara says Ve'ilu beGerushin Safek Karav Lo Safek Karav Lo Katani. Why not? Why don't we have a similar case of throwing the get? We're unclear whether it's close to him or close to her. So my time, what's the reason why they didn't suggest that it's a Safek Gerushin case? Amaraba Isha Zu Becheskas Heter Lushuk Omedes. So this is a woman who is now the Tsar's Erva. So if he's really married to the Erva, it means the Tsar's Erva could go scot-free without anything. She Mutter Lushuk. And now Misafik Atabal Osra Altas Renim Misafik. Now because of a Safek, you're now Aser to the rest of the world, and she needs Chalitza first. That's not very fair to her. And really, she with the Chazaka that she's permitted. So Amarle Abai says, according to the same lines, that's the case. This woman, the sister-in-law, was permitted to the Yavam, to the brother-in-law initially. Now you're trying to ask her to the Yavam. So one, you're asking to the Shuk. One, you're asking the Yavam. Either way, either you're going to ask her both cases or mouth her both cases. Why is there a difference of the throwing the Gerushin versus throwing the Kedushin? And the wife said, Hasam Luchumra. Over there, it's really a Chumra. That case is a Chumra. Which case is a Chumra? The case of... This is which one is this? By the case of the Gerushin. By the Gerushin to Chumrah? Meaning what? Just one second. That there, Mika didn't really, she's mutter to the Yavam. By the case of the Kedushin, really mutter to the Yavam. But Chumrah asked her in that case because of Safek. that requires chalitza. They should not require that. They should not rely on the chazaka, and only chalitza is not allowed. That's a certain chumra we have. But really, the truth is, you're right. You're right. We shouldn't ask her in both cases. We shouldn't ask the gerishin to the shuk, and we shouldn't ask her to yavam. We have a special chumra to the yavam. So Gemara says, but high chumra to also lead a kula. This is a chumra that could really lead to a kula. How? Because zimnin, there's certain times the azel u dazelhu. So this guy married one woman. It's a safek kedushin, and now he goes ahead and married the sister bevada. Or you know, I mean, alternatively, zimin to also acher. Maybe somebody else comes. Or marry the original woman who's only married besafek and marry her the kedusha vada. V'cheven right, somebody else, some other man. V'cheven the aser la mar litzara liyuvume amar dekama kedushin debaser lav kedushin. So now, since we're asking her to the tzara, we're going to do yibum. So we're going to say the must be that the first kedushin was really a good kedushin. That's why we don't allow there to be yibum to the first to the tzara. And we're going to assume that in the second kedushin is not a good kedushin. So this is a chumrah that the fact that you don't allow her to marry the yibum, that's going to have people say, oh, must be that the original kedushin to the erva was a good kedushin, and that's going to say people think the second kedushin is not a good kedushin, but that's not really true. And the wife says, no, not to worry about that. Because kevan de kamatrechas chalitza miyada yada to chomer ba'amu. Since we require chalitza, that will indicate that people know that the real kedushin of the erva is not really kedushin at all, and it's simply a chomer ba'amu. The fact there's a need for chalitza. Rashi writes kevan de kamatrechas chalitza litzar. Since you need a chalitza in this case of a tzara, miyada yada the kedushin de bas achiv lav kedushin. People are going to realize that when he married his brother's daughter, his niece, not really a kedushin. In other words, the fact that the brother, he can't marry his daughter, obviously. That's the one that his brother dies. He can't marry the daughter. So the Tzara's Bas is also Aser. Why is he performing Chalitza to Tzara's Bas? Must be it's a Chumra. Everyone knows it's a Chumra Ba'amah. So no one's going to think that that Kedushin wasn't really, what wasn't good, and the second one was good. The other way around. That's not going to tell people that the first Kedushin was good, and the second one wasn't good. No, you're going to say it's a Safik. The first Kedushin's a Safik, and the second Kedushin's a Safik as well. So that's the case. Gerishin nami lisne litzrech chalitza yade yade de chomer ba'alma. Same thing by the case. A person threw a gerishin, so we shouldn't say don't ask the asim yisafik. Maybe we should require chalitza as well to that, and people know that's just simply a safik. It's a chomer ba'alma. So Gemara says imhu ata omer chalitzas misavemis. So if you're going to allow chalitza by the case of gerishin, that might lead to people doing yibum as well in the case of gerishin. Ask him our obvious question. Hakanami, by the case of kedushin, im ata omer chaletes misavemis. We say okay, but this yabim, let them do yibum. Im mekach klum because a chazaka kachaima. Let them get married. In other words, even if yibum is performed, that's allowed because you can rely on the first chazaka. I didn't explain this so well, but I think tomorrow, because we're running out of time, tomorrow I'm going to review this piece here. Can we go into the next daf? Because we're going to ask questions on this daf. So we'll hold off on that piece. And okay, fine. We do the best we could. Squire, he had some questions, but I'm not holding by these questions. We could try again now if you want.